I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A 29-year-old woman from Washington just moved in with her new boyfriend a few weeks ago. Okay, this could be interesting. And when she got home last Friday, she wanted to cuddle with him.
Well, that's, you know, normal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a huge cuddler. Before I got married, I'd cuddle all the time with my wife, and I'd hold her hands and I'd kiss her. But I don't know, just kind of like I lost interest in doing that.
You tricked her.
I think she does feel deceived. And it's not that I don't love my wife. It's just I don't know, like, I'm warm enough myself. Your body heat added on to that just makes me a little sweaty, little damp.
Surprise her one night. Turn on the AC.
That's romantic.
Get extra close to me. Well, here's the thing, though. The guy wasn't into it, and he actually, when she tried to kiss him, he didn't kiss her back. That made her so upset that she grabbed a kitchen knife and tried to stab him multiple times.
Wow. That escalated quickly.
Yeah, he called the cops, and she was arrested for assault. So I don't know if they're living together anymore.
I doubt it.
A guy named Mo from England was upset back in November when his wife had a night out with her friends. Apparently, they'd opened up a gift shop back in August, but it wasn't doing so well. So Mo was actually working another job on top of that to pay their bills, and he didn't think it was fair that his wife was going out to the bar and having fun. So he did what any reasonable guy would do.
He did eeny, meeny, miny, Mo?
No. He called it a bomb threat.
Oh, to the bar?
Yes, he called it into the bar. The bar was evacuated and they had to close for the night. The cops eventually traced the bomb threat to guess who? Mo.
That's creative.
And he was in court last week. He got lucky, though. He got a 6-month suspended sentence for making a false threat. And he also has to pay the bar about $1,200 in compensation for probably the money they would have sold that night. And he has to do 120 hours of community service. That's a lot. When we talk about celebrities like having to do community service.
Yeah, don't get between people and their fish and chips. Don't do it.
You're a jerk. And your final dummy of the day story today on the Joe and Alex Show. A little warning to anybody that wants to drink and drive. You're not going to get away with it. A guy named Brian was driving drunk in Maine last weekend when he crashed his car into a ditch. Cops got there. He did not want to take a breathalyzer, which you're required to do. So how did he get out of it? How did he try to avoid it? He punched himself in the face repeatedly, 3 times, Alex. 3 punches.
Why would that make it so easy?
3 punches.
Have to take one?
Punch sound effect. 3 punches.
Oh.
There we go. Okay. Well, why did he do it? Well, one, he was drunk, but he was bleeding enough that the cops didn't give him a test. He's like,
oh.
if I punch myself in the face, I'll be bloody and they can't give me a breathalyzer
Ow.
Test. Well, they can also do it by your blood alcohol content, so they can like draw your blood. So they took him to the hospital. He had injuries to his face because I guess he has a good punch. But it wasn't quite enough, though, because he ended up getting charged with under the influence driving, and he also got charged with falsifying evidence and criminal mischief. I guess that's where he punched himself in the face. So
interesting.
Way to go, Brian, you big dummy. Those are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.